Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from Theme Park Nut, and this is Nuts About Theme Park, the weekly theme park podcast where we go through the week's theme park news in a bit of detail. Today is October the 8th, and we're going to run through some theme park news from around the world for this week. Let's dive into it. Legoland California is closing yet another opening day attraction. They're going to be closing Fairytale Brook at the end of October to, again, make way for future awesomeness. If this sounds strangely familiar, because only last week they closed Safari Trek, another one of the opening day attractions, and indeed the neighbouring attraction to Fairytale Brook. So what they've done is essentially unlocked a quite sizable little package of land that's sitting next to their new Lego Movie World section of the park by clearing out these two attractions. So it'll be interesting to see what this awesomeness is going to be. Over in Disney, we've had them reveal their full roster of celebrity narrators for their candlelight processional at this year's Epcot International Festival of the Holidays. Oh, they have such long names, the festivals, and Epcot drives me crazy. The new celebrities include Brendan Fraser and Simu Lee, joining favourites such as John Stamos and Neil Patrick Harris for the shows running starting on December 12th. Now, there was also a pretty hilarious little tidbit in the media release for this, where one of the particular guests, Eva Longoria, was marked as yet to be confirmed, confirm with Brooke in big capital letters. Clearly, this list had been made and included in an email and then dumped into the press release without anyone checking. Now, Disney has given an update and Brooke has confirmed that Eva Longoria is going to be part of the show this year. So, yeah, if you start seeing memes, jokes on social media about Disney Brook, that's what that's about. Now, both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort have announced this week that they have upcoming discounts coming for children aged 3 to 9. The discounts are going to start from October 24th. Disneyland, I think it's about $50 US a day. Walt Disney World, I think it's vaguely half price. So pretty good deals, obviously, for the smaller of small children to go and see the Disney resorts in the US. Now, hopefully that's not a sign that those resorts are struggling, but it wouldn't surprise me if they are. Disney Plus has announced this week that they're bringing a second season of Behind the Attraction starting on November 1st. Not really a surprise. The first series was relatively popular for the streaming series and I think fairly cheap to produce, apart from one little creative difference that they had with one of the parts of the YouTube community where they stole some animations and repurposed them for their thing. Anyway, another series of this will probably be very popular. The second season's going to highlight Pirates of the Caribbean, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad, the Indiana Jones Adventure, Epcot, just the whole of Epcot, apparently, food and nighttime spectaculars at the park. So we'll see what comes of these. How do I put this? I wasn't the biggest fan of the first season of Behind the Attraction. I don't think they were really aimed at me because I'm a pretty heavy theme park fan. So the pulpy nature of it mixed with information that I already knew wasn't my cup of tea. But I probably still will have a look at the second season when it drops in November. Elsewhere in the world, in the UK, Thorpe Park have announced a new coaster for 2024. It's going to be called Hyperia. It's going to be 236 feet tall and hit speeds of 80 miles per hour, which is pretty fast. Over in Denmark, Dejure Summerland has announced that the park will build their tallest ever attraction for the 2024 season, a new 60-meter tall drop tower to be located in the park's Mexico land. Merlin Entertainments, which are based out of Europe as well, have announced that their impending retirement of its chief financial officer, Alistair Windybank. He joined Merlin in 2008 and has served as the company's CFO since 2020. IAPA Expo have announced that their US Expo is going to have its usual Legends panel. This one is going to be about Universal Beijing Resort with the title The Untold Story of Triumph Over Trying Times, COVID Lockdowns, Quarantines, and More. Legends panel will be hosted, as it usually is, by Bob Rogers. This year's will feature Tom Merman, who was the former president and general manager of Universal Beijing Resort during construction and is now the president and chief operating officer for Universal Destinations Experiences Pacific Rim, which is a fancy way of saying he's the boss of Universal China, Tokyo, and Osaka, and in Singapore. It's also going to feature Mike Hightower, who was the president at Universal Creative at the time. It's also going to feature Sylvia Hayes, who is the president of Hasbez Entertainment, who were responsible for the very well-renowned Untrainable How to Train Your Dragon show at Universal Beijing. So that'll be an interesting talk when it comes about. Back in the US, SeaWorld San Antonio is the latest theme park that's going solar. It's covering its parking lot with a solar canopy, and it will shade approximately 1,200 spots in the VIP section of the parking lot. That solar canopy apparently is going to generate about 4.5 megawatts, which is about 16% of the park's electricity consumption. So, I mean, good for SeaWorld, good for the environment, a good thing all around. And finally, an American water park guest has filed a suit against Walt Disney World. Now, I don't normally talk about the water parks in the US particularly. Water parks are not really my thing. I like theme parks, not water parks. But this is of note, and it's doing all the round on the news sites at the moment, so I thought I would mention it. So this particular guest visited Typhoon Lagoon at Walt Disney World and had a serious injury. It was caused by what they've called an injurious wedgie from the Humunga Cowabunga slide in 2019. Now, the incident was very serious. There's a lot of people making light of it, and I think Disney's trying to play this off as someone who's just trying to chase a little bit of money. But the incident was terribly serious for this poor lady. She was hospitalized. She had internal injuries and was bleeding because of what happened to her on the slide. She's saying that essentially Disney didn't have sufficient warnings up and didn't explain well enough the consequences of uncrossing your legs on the ride, even though they did explain that you had to keep your legs crossed. She unfortunately apparently got airborne and hit the slide, and her legs became uncrossed, and that was part of why this has all happened. She's asking for about $50,000 US in damages. It'll be interesting to see how this lawsuit plays out, because these slides are dangerous at times, and there's a certain risk that people take on doing these, and it's all about whether the parks are operating ethically and how they mitigate those risks, because no slide is 100% safe. So I'm sorry, obviously, for this lady. This has obviously been very traumatic, but I guess interesting for the wider water park and theme park community to see how this plays out in the American courts. So that's it for this week's theme park news. We'll be back with more nuts about theme parks next week, so tune in for that. In the meantime, check us out on X, on Threads, on Instagram, particularly Threads and Instagram these days. I'm less and less on Twitter, even though I do have a better username there. And as always, you can check us out on YouTube and TikTok for our theme park news in a nutshell, 1-minute videos. Until next time, cheers.